Everybody ready to rock?
Yes!
So,
we live for the rock.
50 years of live music.
My name's Jackson from WMMR. Welcome to the show!
Thank you so much for coming from 93.3 WMMR.
Live from the MM Archives.
The introductions you hear from our current staff have been done over the years by many different colorful characters that have worked here. And I would like to take you right now to July 22nd. This may be the oldest archive cut we have, because keep in mind the station was formed in April of 68. So within 3 years' time, we were sponsoring live shows and broadcasting them. And the artists of the day, much like, you know, coming up, we'll have Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. You know, the young bands of today, we've featured Kaleo and the Struts and people like that. You never know where these bands are going to go. Sometimes they go to greatness. Sometimes, you know, they don't have that much success. Flying Burrito Brothers are legends, and yet they never became gigantic in the so-called country rock arena. Their debut album came in 1969. It was called The Gilded Palace of Sin, and it's probably best known. There are thousands of members who have played in the group over the years. Pancake showed me a list of everyone that's played. I mean, it's like the Bible. There's so many different people who came in and out of this group. But about this time in 1971, it consisted of the legendary lineup, which included, among others, Gram Parsons and Chris Hillman. Chris Hillman used to be in the Byrds, and he went from the Byrds with David Crosby and Roger McGuinn, Gene Clark, and all the rest to the Flying Burrito Brothers. So you can hear a little Byrds influence here. You can hear a little, you know, what the Eagles would take up a little bit later. And they're covering Merle Haggard. And the opening little banter you hear is actually it's actually Chris Hillman, because each of the bands that MMR had do this, they would give him a little sheet and go, somewhere during the concert, would you just say, hi, you're listening to WMMR, and this is a radio concert, something like that. And so you'll hear Chris Hillman say that at the very beginning of this visit to the archives from 1971.
Hi, I'm Chris Hillman, and you're listening to a live stereo, I'm reading this anyway, to a live stereo concert on WMMR Philadelphia.
Any mistakes you hear, you know, we're making them on purpose just so that everyone will know it's a live concert, because we never make mistakes in concert, never, ever. Next song is a Merle Haggard song. This is one side of the new single, and it's about truck drivers and being on the road for a long time. It's called White Line Fever.
I'll tell you one thing, this is supposed to be an hour show. It looks like it's going to be a 45-minute one.
Well, well, well.
Some songs here.
Well,
continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. I wonder just what makes a man keep pushing on. Wide line fever,
Thank you. Thank you.
It's really sweet. Fine music. We'd like to thank also our producers, Jeff Lyle, Cygnus Sound, our engineers, Joe Tarsha and Jay Mark. Also, Tex Ritter, Jerry Garcia, Mayor Richard Daly, Sally Starr, Joe Bananas, Dwayne Eddy, Bert Parks, Trigger, and the instigator of all this madness, WMMR's Jerry Stevens. We return you now to our studios and the mighty music of Michael Thiersen. Hasta lumbago.
Wow. That was a sign-off for whoever hosted that, claiming that all sorts of people that were responsible for it. That's pretty wild. Including Bert Parks, who used to sing Miss America in Atlantic City. And didn't he used to sing that? I think he did. Anyway, let's play you a new song to go along with that, and then soon we're going to go down and do some vinyl. But first, the latest from Shinedown, 93.3 WMMR. What a fun day to hang out with us.